standing in the community. Above the very least suspicion, he is the one I should be frightened of. Not the fog drifting in from Hanu Bay. Not now that I have discovered that he would not hesitate to kill anyone who gets in his way. He turned on the wipers to try to clear the windshield. He did not like driving in the dark. He particularly disliked it when rabbits scurried this way and that in the headlights. Once, more than 30 years ago, he had run over a hare. It was on the Tomalila Road, one evening in early spring. He could still remember stamping his foot down on the brake pedal, but then a dull thud against the bodywork. He had stopped and got out. The hare was lying on the road, its back legs kicking. The upper part of its body was paralyzed, but its eyes stared at him. He had had to force himself to find a heavy stone from the verge, and had shut his eyes as he threw it down onto the hare's head. He had hurried back to the car without looking again at the animal. He had never forgotten those eyes and those wildly kicking legs. The memory kept coming back, again and again, usually at the most unexpected times. He tried now to put the unpleasantness behind him. A hare that died all of 30 years ago can haunt a man, but it can't harm him, he thought.